بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ تمہاری شکل و صورت اور مال و دولت کو نہیں دیکھتے بلکہ تمہارے دلوں اور تمہارے دل اور عملوں کو دیکھتے ہیں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اللہ تعالیٰ کہ جو فیسز جو اپیئرنس اور اینڈ ویلتھ یور اپیئرنس یور ایکسٹرنل اپیئرنس بٹ ہی لکس ایٹ یور انٹینشنس ایٹ یور ہارٹ اینڈ ایٹ یور ڈیڈس. اللہ تعالیٰ لکس ایٹ ہم سن ڈیز ان اللہ تعالیٰ لک ایٹ یور فیس ایٹ یور اپیئرنسز اینڈ at your at your wealth, but he looks at your amal and your niyat. This does not mean that any it is valid now to adopt even a kuffar appearance in Allah Ta'ala's sense. No, what it means here that if a person, I don't mean how pious he may be outwardly dressed Islamically, so Islamic appearance, but his intentions are corrupt. His intentions are corrupt. So he has no ikhlas in it. Then his appearance, his outward appearance of piety, it will not make his deeds acceptable unto Allah Ta'ala. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke is irshad mubarak ki roshni mein جب ہم غور و فکر کرتے ہیں تو ہمیں نظر آتا ہے کہ بہت سے حسین و جمیل اور صاحب سر لوگ بارگاہ خداوندی میں ایک کوری کی بھی حیثیت نہیں رکھتے. اس آن دا بیسس آف دس حدیث آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ریفلیکٹ آن اٹ اینڈ وی انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ دیئر وار مینی پیپل ہو وار ایکسٹریملی handsome, beautiful, you know, people of wealth, people of rank, of nobility, but in the gaze of Allah Ta'ala, they were worthless, they were not even worth a cent. Jaisa ke Abu Lahab aur Karun waghaira, for example, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Karun, Fir'aun, Shaddad, Haman, Namrud, all these people, they were people of wealth, people of rank, kings and nobility, but they had no position and status by Allah Ta'ala. Iske barakas, bahut se bad surat, bad shakal, ghareeb, manadar, log aise hue the, ke wo barkah khudawandi mein apni mahboobiyat aur qadr o manzilat ki wajah se رش کے ملائکہ بن جاتے ہیں. دا کونٹری دیو مینی سچ سروس فار اللہ تعالیٰ دا آؤٹ ورڈلی دا اپیئرنس واز اگلی, دے ور ناٹ بیوٹیفل نور ہینڈسم, دے ور اگلی اینڈ دے ور پور فور لون پیپل بفٹ دیم اباؤٹ ہیو نو ٹائم فار دیم, بٹ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ تعالیٰ دا ورچو آف دا love they had for Allah Ta'ala and their true taqwa, they ranked by Allah Ta'ala for such that they became the envy of the malaika also. Even the malaika also envied them. Aise logon mein se ek buzurg Bani Israel mein guzre hai, jisne Luqman kaha jata hai. One such person was in Bani Israel and he is called Luqman, Luqman al-Hakim, ayat in surat in the Quran Sharif also, named after him, is an extremely wise person. See, one person in Bani Israel, his name was Luqman, he was such a person. He was not at all outwardly, he was not a handsome person, and he was a slave, black slave, an African slave he was. آپ حضرت ایوب علیہ السلام کے آپ کے زمانے میں تھے. ہی واز ڈیورنگ دا ایج آف نبی ایوب علیہ السلام. تقریباً 1000 برس عمر پائی تھی. اللہ تعالیٰ از بلیسنگ وتھ 1000 ایئرز آف دس ایج. ہی لیوڈ فار 1000 ایئرز. آپ نے حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام کا زمانہ کا زمانہ نبوت کا زمانہ نبوت کی بحثت سے پہلے فتویٰ دیا کرتے تھے. ہی بفور دا ایج آف نبی داؤد علیہ السلام ہی واز ایون ہی میٹ نبی داؤد علیہ السلام آلسو. نبی ایوب علیہ السلام واز لانگ بفور نبی داؤد. But they say his age was 1000 years. So he used to give fatwa to the people. He was extremely wise, a very wise person. And by virtue of his wisdom, people would come for him, ask, pose the questions, the problems to him, and he would issue fatwa. Hazrat Daud Alayhi Salam ki baisat ke baad fatwa dena band kar diya. However, after Nabi Daud Alayhi Salam appeared now, then he stopped issuing fatwa. He was a Nabi now, not feeling proper to issue fatwa. Janab Daud alayhi salam ki baisat ke baad, ab fatwa dene zarurat nahi rahi. There was no need now for giving fatwas after Nabi Daud alayhi salam appeared. Ek call ye bhi hai ki aap Bani Israel کے قاضی تھے, مصر کے رہنے والے تھے. نریشن آلسو دیٹ ہی واز دا قاضی, دا قاضی اور دا میجسٹریٹ اینڈ جج ان بنی اسرائیل. اینڈ ہی واز لیونگ ان مصر. مصر واز ان ایجپٹ. ہی یوز ٹو اے ورائٹی آف ٹریڈز. He was a variety of professions here. Why? Because he was a slave. He was sold from one master to another master, until finally one master set him free. And then Allah Ta'ala presented to him hikmat or nubuwat. Hikmat means to become a physician, medical, to attend to patients. A hakim or a Nabi. This presentation must have been either to the Nabi who lived at that time amongst the Bani Israel. They were at one time not more of Anbiya, a Nabi for every tribe. It was a Nabi. So most probably via the agency of a Nabi it was proposed to him. You want to come a Nabi or he become a Hakim. Then he chose Hikmat, not to become, he refused to become a Nabi. When he was asked him, why did you refuse Nubuwat? Nubuwat is such a high rank, such a high position. He said the reason for that, he said he was a Hakim. Hakim means a wise person. He said the reason for refusing the Hikmat, at least Nubuwat, is that what is something which is conferred upon a man. Allah Ta'ala chooses a directly. Allah Ta'ala chooses a man and Allah Ta'ala confers upon him nubuwat. And when Allah Ta'ala confers a trust and this amanat on a person, he will have Allah Ta'ala's nusrat. Allah Ta'ala's aid will always be with him. And if I have to select it of my own accord, then I will not have that same aid, that nusrat, that aid which Allah Ta'ala gives to his anbiya. So for that reason, I opted for the lesser rank. He gives a number of nasiyat to his son, many nasiyat, and these nasiyat are all recorded in the Quran, Sharif, number of nasiyat. Inshallah, next week we'll start explaining all the nasihat which he gives to his son. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.